The foreign minister of Brazil has called on other nations to speed up military support for the United Nations peacekeeping force in Haiti. The force, led by Brazil, has less than half the troops authorized by the UN, and it is stretched thin by growing violence and natural disasters. NPR's Martin Castor reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil's peacekeeping mission is part of a concerted effort to raise the country's profile on the international stage as Brasilia lobbies for more clout and possibly even a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. But the mission is also a source of national pride. When the Brazilian troops went into Haiti last summer, the mood was buoyant. They brought in the Brazilian national soccer team for a one-day visit, and Brazilian TV beamed home scenes of a rapturous welcome by soccer-loving Haitians.
Bandeiras brasileiras tremularam durante todo o percurso.
The Haitian crowd cheered even as their national team was plastered 6-0 by the Brazilian superstars. But these days, the mood in Haiti is darker. The violence has worsened in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where criminal gangs are threatening to retake the streets. The situation is complicated by the reemergence of armed supporters of Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the president who was pressured to leave the country last February. On top of all that, Tropical Storm Jean killed thousands of people in September, mainly in the flooded town of Gonaive. David Snyder, a spokesman for Catholic Relief Services, just spent a week in Gonaive, and he says security there is deteriorating.
There were several attacks on Tuesday. On Monday there was an attack. Over the weekend there were several attacks on aid agencies, on aid staff, and on UN staff as well, and some of the peacekeeping troops. So, you know, that's never a good situation when you've got 300,000 people who need help.
Gonaive is currently being patrolled by Argentine and Uruguayan peacekeepers under Brazilian command. Snyder says there aren't enough of them to protect all the aid workers, and as a result, his organization has limited its efforts there. Speaking via satellite phone, the commander of the Argentine peacekeepers, Lieutenant Colonel Santiago Ferreira, says one of his men was recently shot during a melee caused by aid distribution. But at the moment, he says, the situation is still under control. One has to keep the aid distribution points proportional to the number of troops available to us, Ferreira says, adding that he doesn't have enough soldiers to adequately guard more than 3 distribution points at a time. In Port-au-Prince, Brazilian General Augusto Heleno Pereira, the UN commander in Haiti, says the troop shortage is nationwide. We need more troops, and we need more international civilian police units, Pereira says. Of the 5 foreign police units promised, only 1 has arrived so far. In New York, Major General Patrick Kamert, head of UN peacekeeping operations, admits the slow troop buildup in Haiti has limited the scope of the UN mission there.
Normally, you know, you would love to spread out completely in the whole country so that the local population see blue helmets everywhere.
Kamert says simple logistical problems have delayed deployments from other countries such as Pakistan, Spain, and Morocco, but he says those troops are expected within the next 2 months. As far as the South American commanders in Haiti are concerned, the reinforcements can't get there soon enough. But Brazilian General Pereira says even with the extra troops, real stability won't be possible until foreign donor countries make good on promises of infrastructure projects and economic aid, aid which he says has been dangerously slow in coming. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.